So during this stage in the trot up and outside, this is when you would do the flexion test, and I think everyone knows about a flexion test, but what is it that we're actually going to be doing and why are we doing it?
Well, a flexion test is basically what we do is we pick up the limb, we can do a lower limb or an upper limb flexion test. In the forelimb, we can basically flex up the knee by itself, relatively by itself. We can flex up the elbow and shoulder together. Or the other thing that we can do is we can flex up the lower limb. And typically what we do is we flex up the lower limb, which involves placing the limb in this sort of position, holding it in this position for about a minute. I standardise it, so I do actually hold them for a minute, and then we trot them off. The idea being that any discomfort that is possibly being felt in the joint during the flexion test may indicate that the horse has got a problem which may cause lameness in the future.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to say here, just while you're holding that for a minute, that this is not something that everybody should just do. This is something that you need to be trained and know what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do their own flexion tests to see whether or not a horse has got problems, but those will be experienced horse people.
Sure.
It's very, very important to standardise what you're doing. I do flexion tests on horses every day, and I do the same type of test every time. So I do it for the same pressure and I do it for the same length of time, which means that I can then interpret what I see in the horse's response to the pressure.
Okay, right, well, I'm just going to step back and let you carry on with that. And I think it's fair to say this horse is doing pretty well through the so far.
That was fine.
Not seeing
anything
at all.
She was fine.
Great.